The El Paso Summer Music Festival made great strides in its first 9 years, and now it's launching its 10th anniversary year with some exciting changes. Here to tell us about it is President Lynn Provenzano. Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you, Monica.
Just when I thought it was perfect, you made some interesting changes, and it'll get perfecter.
Oh, there's always room for change.
Yes.
We've changed our name, and we are now the El Paso Society for Musicians of the Future. We're still EPSMF, but we have a new, clearer direction with this new name, and we're really excited because we really feel like it bridges generations.
Well, your activities went very quickly, zooming all the way around the calendar year, not just summer. So this is very apropos and how handy that you keep the EPSMF.org, so your initials haven't changed. Tell me what you have coming up.
Well, we have our summer concert coming up on July 10th at the El Paso Museum of Art. And this is a very, very special concert. We will be featuring Grace Cloutier, who is an international harpist, and she has actually been with us before. But Grace will be coming here directly from Carnegie Hall, where EPSMF has been invited to sponsor a Carnegie Weill Hall concert with Grace, Harp and Friends, and many of the young artists at that concert will make their debut at Carnegie Hall. So we are bringing portions of that back to El Paso on July 10th, and we're very excited.
Now, the Carnegie Hall concert is on Sunday, June the 22nd at 2 p.m., just in case anybody's out at Carnegie, you know.
It might be in New York.
Sure. Who knows? That's so exciting, and I love what I hear, and this is what you started so early, was establishing these relationships that just... You have lines connecting you all around the planet. This is what made it so nice to get two live tapings from the top at the Plaza Theater. And those were June of 2009 and June of 2013. That's a big deal, and you got there so quickly. And you just are announcing now the winners of your Young Artists, Young Musicians competition. Who do we have?
We have the winner. Her name is Jolly Diao. Her nickname is Janice. And Janice won the competition on piano, and she will also be performing in the concert on July 10th.
Excellent.
We can consider her a friend as well.
Yay. And it's very sweet that first place, $2,000.
That's
an award,
correct.
Plus the guest performance. And your second place?
Was Luke Minton, voice. He was a bass, and beautiful, beautiful performance by Luke. And third place went to Monica Cuellar, soprano.
And those were second place $500, third place $200 award, and then several recognitions for achievement. But it's really, truly lovely that you do have cash awards, because that enhances that sense of professionalism. You also have the Instruments for Young Lives. I'm hoping you will be continuing this program.
We will. We awarded two instruments this year. One was a flute, a step-up flute, and another a trombone to two students at Mountain View High School, Gabrielle Cervantes and Christopher Terrazas. And they're both just delighted to have their instruments, and they will be doing outreach with us for the next 2 years.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I love about this organization, is the fact that you make education and outreach integral to everything you do. There's the performance aspect that is done first class in beautiful venues where the students, the musicians get a real high tone experience where the audience is really a listening audience. Then you have this great outreach and so many things you are doing right. And of course, every year you have an honoree in the community. I believe in May, your 2014 honoree at your annual banquet was Melissa Colgan Ablin, flutist. And she is a delightful lady. How wonderful that you have honored her.
Well, we are delighted to honor her. She has been very instrumental in the community in supporting her students, and her students love her.
And it shows, yes. Every time
shows,
I deal with her, she loves what she does, and so it comes back to her.
It shows, and actually Melissa's one of the founders of EPSMF.
Oh, really?
Yes,
I never
she is.
That.
And we wanted to make sure that in our 10th year we made mention of that.
Well, I absolutely commend you, and I'm so grateful to what has been done, all your hard work and that of your various board members and committee members, and volunteers, everyone involved in what was formerly the El Paso Summer Music Festival is now El Paso Society for Musicians of the Future. I want to thank my guest, Lynn Provenzano, who is the president of the organization, and encourage everyone to turn out. If you can't make Carnegie Hall on June 22nd, why? Come to the El Paso Museum of Art on Thursday, July the 10th, 7:30 p.m. for a marvelous performance from the El Paso Society for Musicians of the Future. You can visit epsmf.org to keep up with all of their goings on. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Monica.